All right, millions of Americans suffer from depression and anxiety. Research shows regular exercise can ease conditions like panic attacks, mood swings, sleep disorders, and a recent study shows that the type of exercise really makes a difference. Sasha Woodruff reports.
Ryan China McCarney has played sports his entire life, in college and as a professional baseball player. But now, he sometimes has to force himself to play pickup soccer with his friends.
I'm dreading and I'm anticipating the worst, but I do it anyway.
McCarney was 22 when he had his first panic attack. It took him 6 years to get professional support. He still struggles with depression and social anxiety. He often feels claustrophobic and panicked before social gatherings. But sports are a different ballgame.
It's a euphoric sensation when you're done with it because you end up having a great time and all of those negative, catastrophic thoughts that you are anticipating or events or situations, they never come true.
A recent study in the medical journal Lancet Psychiatry looked at 1.2 million adults and how exercise type affects anxiety and depression. The scientists found team sports had a slight edge over other forms of physical activity. One of the authors, Adam Chacrude, is an assistant professor at Yale School of Medicine. He says mental illness hits biological, cognitive, and social systems.
Some sports might just be hitting on more of those elements than other sports. So if you go out and all you do is run on a treadmill, for example, it's clear that you're getting that biological stimulation, but perhaps there are other elements of depression that you're not going to be tapping into.
Social isolation is a big part of depression. Psychiatrist Antonio Baum says physically interacting with others could target that specific symptom.
The social glue that occurs with team sports can be tremendously important to someone whose depression is exacerbated by isolation.
In the study, the patients self-reported their symptoms, which Dr. Baum says is a weakness because people don't always accurately report how they're doing. Additionally, sticking with any exercise can be a challenge.
When you have a depressed patient, motivation is often lacking.
Without motivation, Chacrude says people often stop doing many of the things that are helping their mental health.
It's not just exercises that people stop doing. They also stop taking medications. They stop showing up for therapy. And so, you know, adherence is a big problem in healthcare right now.
A problem researchers think social interaction could help solve. Jack Ragland is a professor in the School of Public Health at Indiana University, Bloomington. He studies how physical exercise affects mood and anxiety.
We did a study a number of years ago where in an adult fitness program, married couples who joined together, they had about 10% dropout after a year versus married individuals who joined on their own had about a 50%. So very simple forms of social support can be beneficial.
He says accountability to others might be a motivating factor. For McCarney, he says team sports help him deal with his symptoms.
It just gets you around people, which I think is another huge thing when you're trying to maybe break out of a depressive cycle.
And he says it's much easier to break that cycle if you're not doing it alone. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Woodruff.
¶¶